Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about buying sight unseen.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about processes of purchasing a home, the process of buying, the due diligence, and what steps are necessary. What I thought was necessary, I'm realizing, is not necessarily part of the transaction. And as I used to believe that you'd want to see the real estate before you purchased it. It is phenomenal, statistically, how many purchasers are stepping toward an offer and pursuing a property without having put their feet in the house or the property.
Right, or the commercial property. This works absolutely the same with commercial stuff. The problem is the inventory, the selection from which to pick what you'd like to buy is extremely low. So as something comes available in your price range, you better step up, try to corner that thing, and then figure out what's going on. The adage in today's market is not ready, aim, fire for those with a military background. It's now ready, fire, aim. In other words, get something under control, then figure out if you want it or not. Spit the hook if you don't like it. But if you don't at least corner something quickly, you come in second place. Now, let me remind you, second place is an honorable, you get a medal in the Olympics and so forth. We call it first loser. You are the big first loser. And so to become a winner, ready, fire, aim.
Now, I don't really encourage this in residential.
No, I don't
either. The reason I don't encourage it, especially locally, is we're not in that climate where a seller needs to or wants to have someone take their home off the market with an intent to purchase with a huge condition hanging over that says, oh, by the way, I got to go see it first and then we'll proceed. I'll do that in the next five business days.
And then I want my mother to see it next.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I want my dog to see the backyard and then I want and so forth. And that thing gets away from you before you even know it.
There's no reason for a seller to take it off the market. They'd say, I'm eager to have you buy my home. Come see it and then we'll talk.
So that's right.
They'll politely say there's someone stronger right now that's already seen it and I wouldn't want to miss that opportunity.
That's right. And maybe the stronger one hasn't even seen it yet, but is there stronger than you?
Residential real estate that way, but there are some cases where you can't see it before you buy it in commercial, correct?
Right. If an apartment complex, for an example, if I'm the listing broker, you're not going to get into any occupied units until you've given me, number one, that you have financial capacity to buy, number two, that you're prepared to make an offer that's acceptable to my seller.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.